kind of a special group because you've come despite the virus and everybody's nervous about catching something and they aren't traveling or anything. So I thought, well, I think people need a little extra incentive here to come. And some of the people here came with, you know, quite a bit of sacrifice. So I've decided to go through all 12 keys during this this gathering. Now, so far, I've given out 7 of the keys. Four of them are given out in the books. And 3 others I've given out at various gatherings. But in this one we will go through those 7 plus 5 additional ones that I haven't identified yet as the keys of knowledge. Who knows? I'm 76 years old. Who knows how much longer I'm going to be here? So I might as well get them out so they're in the public arena. And hopefully I can live to be 100 or so. And what?
250.
That would be nice. Yeah, I've got to find out the key to regenerating my physical body. Artie and I have several keys of kind of personal things we've found to stay healthy and everything, and that certainly helps. But we have aged just like everybody else, and so we haven't quite overcome the physical pull toward death yet, and that is something that we're looking forward to gaining. That usually doesn't happen until the 5th initiation. At the 5th initiation, the entity becomes what they call a master of wisdom, and he has power to regenerate. He's not really an immortal, but he has power to regenerate until he no longer needs his physical body. Now, when somebody obtains this power, some masters go on to higher spiritual levels and do other work, and others stay behind. There's 7 different paths that are taken by the various masters, and one of the paths is called the Path of Earth Service. And the Path of Earth Service, those who attain the higher initiations stay behind in order to help us mortals that haven't crossed over the barrier yet. But anyway, when I wrote the first book, I introduced the idea of the keys of knowledge, that there are 12 keys of knowledge, 12 keys of understanding, and 12 keys of eternal life. Probably won't get any farther than the 12 keys of knowledge in this lifetime. But you never know. It depends on if we eventually establish the molecular relationship. Anything is possible.
You want to ask the whole question until later?
Questions?
The whole question until later?
It depends. Go ahead.
I'm going to grill you on these other keys.
Yeah. What's your question related to?
Well, what's the difference between the gradations? So there's like 3 sets of keys, right? There's the keys of knowledge.
Yeah.
There's the, I keep forgetting the names of the other two.
Yeah.
What's the distinction between? Yeah, what's the distinction between those two?
Well, I don't have all the keys yet, so I can't clearly tell you the distinction. But we can see, we'll present the keys of knowledge, and you can see what that is. The keys of knowledge really open up the disciple to more knowledge and understanding of principles that will further him along the path. And the keys of understanding are like the keys of knowledge, but they are more related to understanding than just increasing knowledge. And the keys of eternal life will be keys that will lead to understanding how to, once they are in place, you'll understand how to rejuvenate your physical body, which I do not have yet. So, and if I did have them. I wouldn't be able to give them out yet because there isn't a group ready to receive those final keys. The keys of knowledge is something that everybody can understand, and it will increase their ability to discover new knowledge, knowledge that is accurate and true. Okay, any other questions there before we move on? So in the book, we're hit with the idea as who or what are you? This is a question that many people have dealt with, many philosophers have dealt with throughout the centuries and the millennium. And what's the main answer most people give? Now, there's a lot of teachers teaching who or what are you? And they give various answers, but most of their answers are quite a bit the same. What do most people say that we are? Souls, yeah. Then you say, well, what is a soul? Okay. What else do people say that we are? What?
Gods.
Okay, well, what does that mean?
Essentially, we are eternal.
Yeah, okay.
It's essence of us.
Okay. There's a certain amount of truth to that because we came from a sphere where we were one with God, and so we have all the, and we're reflections of God. So there's a lot of truth in that, but what is God? And what is any life form? What is the essence of who we are? Okay, let's say Asaf here is a god, and he doesn't even know he's a god because he forgot who he is. But who is he? What is his essence? And what's an answer that a lot of people give?
Spirit,
that's the most common one. Say, okay, our essence is spirit. Okay, well, what is spirit? Well, it's higher than matter, right? But what does that tell you? Doesn't really tell you anything, does it? It's spirit, there's spirit and matter. We kind of have an idea what matter is. We can, the stuff that we can see, and we can build houses out of it and build cars with it, and our physical body is built with it. But then a lot of the teachings teach that everything that we see is built on the principle of illusion. And so we don't even know what matter is for sure. Scientists are trying to figure it out, and they look at smaller and smaller particles, and all they can find is wavelengths. And then when they get down to the smallest particles, they find out that when we look at it, it's a particle. And when we are not measuring it, it turns into a wave. And so it goes back and forth depending on whether we're looking at it or not. And this has really baffled scientists, even baffled Einstein. Einstein couldn't figure it out. He says it didn't make much sense to him. He said there's got to be something missing in the explanation here. And so some people even come up with theories from this quantum reality that science is finding, that they think that the whole universe is produced by some type of hologram. We're living in like a video game. And the video game is not composed of real matter that can be touched, but in the game, the figures can touch each other and have an experience. And a lot of people, because of the quantum studies they've done, where they showed that matter is not solid and can be either a particle or a wave, a lot of theories are surfacing, thinking that Our whole life is like a video game that's being played out. And so this is quite interesting. But that still doesn't tell us who we are. Now let's go with two different teachings. One says, well, we're in a real universe, a real matter, and like God created it, and I'm in a body. Okay, well, what is it that is in the body? Now, the same thing if life is a video game. You're still in the avatar, okay? We all saw the movie Avatar. The guy wasn't really, the guy was in his physical body, but he was, his consciousness was projected to an avatar. An avatar wasn't really real, but it was like it was real, okay? He still had an essence that was real, even though he wasn't his avatar, and maybe he wasn't his body. He was still something. What is that something? And this is what people have been asking for centuries, and that is what the first key is centered around.